Welcome to the Enjoy the Journey podcast. We explore lifestyle hacks to unlock the ultimate happiness.
Entrepreneurship isn't about watching it happen or making it happen.
The life you choose is up to you. So let's live, love, and laugh like we ain't got no choice. Now get ready for your hosts, Greg and Shatita Young.
Enjoy the journey.
We are so happy that you decided to tune in with us today, and we just want to welcome you to Enjoy the Journey. Welcome, welcome. And we're just so excited that you took time out of your busy schedule to tune in to us on this segment of Enjoy the Journey. And I am your host, Gregory Young, and this is my lovely wife, Shatita Young, and we will be your hosts during this segment of Enjoy the Journey.
All right. Today's hot topic is how to love our secret weapon. So anyhow, how to love our secret weapon. We always use love as our secret weapon. This was inspired by one of our subscribers. She wanted us to talk. She said, let's talk about love. She said, how to open your heart and to give sincere love to heal yourself and others. So that's, I was like, wow, that's our secret weapon. That's what we use as love, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, we know that love is very important, and we should spread love because, you know, you got the holiday seasons coming up, and this is the time to love and be thankful and be grateful. So we just want to encourage you to lift everybody up and love and show love and spread love and let people know how much you love and appreciate them. You know, like, when was the last time, you know, you told your spouse you love her? You know, when was the last time you told your mother you love her? When was the last time you told your father you love him? You know, spread the love. We're encouraging you to go out there and spread the love because that's our secret weapon. The love that we have for ourselves and our children and our people that we impact, you know, through our voices is real because it's genuine love. It's in our hearts. We love you unconditionally, as if you were an actual part of our family, as if you was eating at the same table that we eat at each and every day. That's how we have love for you, and that is our secret weapon. Thanks for stopping by, sis. I love you.
Yeah.
And we want everybody else to spread love as well, because, you know, the thing is, it doesn't cost a thing to say those four words, I love you.
Right. Right. You know, love in the beginning for me was not the basis. I was like, oh, I gotta be tough. I gotta be this and that and other thing. But I noticed that the power of love is more powerful than any type of hate or trying to get someone back or whatever. Because what you give out will come right full circle back to you. So yes, the power of love, you know, even in creating your reality, if you start from the heart center, which is where the love center is at, if you start from the heart center and you concentrate on love and that, and whatever you desire, you put out into reality, that you want into your reality, it will come forth because you started off with love.
Absolutely. And love is a genuine thing as well. You know, everybody wants to be loved. They may pretend like they don't want to be loved. They may pretend like they don't want to be bothered, but everybody wants that affection of the feeling of love and knowing that someone loves them genuinely, and they're not showing them fake love. You know, they're not just loving them for the moment. They're loving them for real. And you can tell the difference in between a genuine love and a fake love. And this is how it is. When someone genuinely loves you, then they show it. You know, you can say you love someone, but if you don't show that you love someone, they don't actually really know that you love them. So that's what I'm saying this morning. We want to show you how to spread love because it's our secret weapon. You know, through all the love that we have had for all the people throughout the years and helping people and changing lives has made us better people, has made us a more giving, has created a more giving and loving and a lovable heart inside of us, you know. And now we want to share that with others. You know, I learned how to love when I learned how to love myself.
Right.
Because that's the first most important thing as being your secret weapon is learning how to love. You got to learn how to love yourself before you can learn how to love others.
Right.
If you don't love yourself, you can't love others.
Right.
And love is, like I said, love is genuine. And you have to just genuinely love yourself. Say things like this: man, I love the way I look today. Man, I love how beautiful my hair is. I love how beautiful I look today. There's nothing wrong with you praising yourself and loving yourself, because that shows how much you appreciate yourself. But you also have to go out there and show love and spread love. You have to go out there, man, your hair looks so lovely today. Man, that's a nice, lovely outfit you have going on. Because just a kind, genuine word of love, it goes a long way. And it impacts people, because you never know what people are going through. Because, like I said, now in the world that we're living in, throughout this economic crisis that we're going through, we need to spread more love. We need to show more love and cheer and joy in our hearts.
That's right. During the pandemic right now, everybody's like, oh God, don't touch me. Somebody cough, everybody jump, everybody looking like, oh, did you cough? You know what I'm saying? If we just, my thing is that we're not, now if you show love, you're doing something outside the box of what society is in right now. If you, if you don't feel comfortable touching somebody, then don't. My thing is that, but you know what? It's nice to tell somebody, you know what? You look really nice today. You know, that's a cute kid. I like that shirt. You know, just giving that kind gesture of love. You know, I see people with the signs and stuff like that. I don't, when I give to them, I don't care what they use the money for. My thing is that I'm giving to you in love. Whatever you use it for is your business.
Absolutely.
If that's your way of making a living, so be it. I just see you as an entrepreneur. So anyhow, showing love, coming from the heart space, showing love is a powerful tool. Like I said, I think I said this before. I used to think love was like weak. You know, I ain't finna show my feelings. I used to keep a brick wall around myself. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, that's the most powerful weapon that God has ever created. You know, we were created in what?
Love.
All right. So my thing is that giving love, showing love is. It open doors for you. It creates success for you. It creates, if you want to be rich, love. You never thought about Mother Teresa? Mother Teresa, she looked like she didn't have much, but she was super rich.
Good morning, sis. We love you.
Good morning. So she was super rich. She was super rich. And my thing is that she was so rich that, you know, all she did was love. All she did was gave. All she did was, you know, all she did was bless people. You know, that's a huge thing. And her foundation was love, genuine love. You understand? Love you too, sis.
And like I said, you know, it doesn't cost much. You know, if you can walk around with a frown on your face every day and being mad and being upset because you don't have what you want in life, or life is not going the way you are, right, you should think about, when was the last time you told someone you love them?
Right.
You should think about, when was the last time that you just did a kind gesture for somebody? You just walked up to them and said, you know what? I just want to bless you with this $20. I don't know if you need it or not, but I just want to show you love and bless you with this $20 because my heart desires to give it to you. And when you give without wanting something back in return, right, that is love.
Right.
That is the secret weapon to love, is to be able to give and not respect to receive something back. Right. You know, because love is something that is given and known and shown. Mm-hmm. And if you can give it and you know you have it and you can show it, then you can spread it. Exactly. So my challenge to you today is that I'm challenging you on this Friday, got tongue tied.
Go ahead, man.
Find five people today. I don't care who they are. They could be totally complete strangers. Just walk up to them and say something nice to them, in a lovable way. You know, say, that's a lovely pair of shoes you have on today. That's a lovely dress you have on today. Man, your hair looks so lovely today. Where did you get that done at? I like that. And you never know how much that will pick that person up, because that person could have went through a bad night last night.
Right.
And just by you showing that love, they'll say, you know what? That was one of the most generous, kind things you could have ever said to me. You just made my day by saying that.
Wow.
And that's how love is our secret weapon. Because if we can love one another more than we hate one another, then the world will be filled with more love.
There'll be no more wars.
If we can spread more love and more cheer and more joy and everything that's going on and everything that we do out of love, then it's genuine.
It is genuine. Right. So I'm saying that I'm thinking, like, you think about, there'd be no more wars if there was love. There would be no more separation. There wouldn't be black, Hispanic, white, whatever. If we're all human, it's all love. That is so powerful. And you know what? You know, and then even the fighting amongst the
religions. Thank you. We love you too.
Oh, yes. Even with the fighting amongst religions. You know what I'm saying? If they really put their foundation in love, there will be no war. There will be no war amongst religions.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
My thing is that if you believe in a higher source and you're not loving, I bet you 9 times out of 10, your foundation is love, and you need to try it. You feel so much better. I mean, love is a choice. You have to choose to love along with happiness. Wake up, and if you got to pretend and put love on your shoulders, baby, put it on. Put it on and walk out of your house with love. Walk out of your, you know, love will bring forth love to you. You know, and I like I said, I had to learn. I was always loved as a child, always loved as a child, and you know, and I was just a loving person. But things happened in my life that I decided to put a box around myself. No, not really a box, a stone wall around myself. And I figured that if I kept this strong stone wall around myself, that nobody could penetrate me or hurt me anymore. You know, but then I met you. Then I met Greg, because it was so hard for us to come together, because I was like, nope, I'm not trying love anymore. It hurt me too many times. I cried too many tears. But I tried it one more time. And thank God I did. I listened to my mom. She's mom said, you know what? That's a really handsome guy. Why don't you give him a try? I said, nope, I'm not doing it. But thank God I did listen to my mom, because what? Well, how many years later? 13? 17 years later,
and we still here, and we still loving each other just like it was yesterday.
And we still together.
That's right. And we still enjoy the laughter and smile and the love. And that's what we want you to do. Yes. You know, we want you to have a close, lovable relationship with your family. Yes. Lovable relationships with your sisters and brothers. Because I can tell you right now, I consider myself totally blessed. Right. Because I have the most loving family that I could ever have. You know, my sisters and brothers is so lovable, you know, and all my family is just so lovable. You go around them, they're Southern, they make you so welcome. They just spread the love. And that's why I love when I go home for Thanksgiving and I see all the love and all the joy and all the laughter that we have with each other. So that's why I say, you should never, ever, no matter what you went through in life, no matter what your parents has taken you through, no matter what your siblings have taken you through, don't never get to the point to where you stop loving them. You don't want to be around them. You don't want to communicate with them. You don't want to celebrate them and love them as being your sisters and brothers. Because I'm telling you, God said in his word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, in John 3:16. So if he can do that, why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we go out there and spread the same type? He can do that. Why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we go out there and spread the same type of love that he spread it for us? We are alive today on this earth because he loved us more than he loved himself, because he sacrificed for us so that we may have life and live life more abundantly. So why won't we love in the same way that he loves everybody? God doesn't look at you as a color. God doesn't look at you as a culture. He looks at you as a person, as a human being on this earth. And he doesn't judge you no different than he judges me. He doesn't give you no more than he gives me. I may get more, but that's because I do more. That's because I pursue more. That's because I have more consistency in achieving more. But you could do the same thing. You could have the same love in your heart that I have in mine. You could tell someone, I love you today, just like I could tell someone, I love you today. Right. And that's where we say love is our secret weapon. So I'm encouraging you to go out and tell 5 people you love them. You know, tell them and see what the expression is going to be on their face. And see how genuine that feeling of you giving it to them in a genuine way with love, and how much it's going to make their day so much better. So that's what you have to do. And that's why we chose this topic of love, because we need more love in the world. If we had more love in the world, there would be less hatred. There would be less the killing. There would be less violence. So let's try to spread more love and less violence and less hate and less envy. Learn how to love and forgive those that do you wrong.
Well, the exercise I would like for you also to do today, but also telling people that you love them, is the exercise. What is a desire in your heart? What do you desire? Whatever you desire, send love out there first. How do you send love? You love that thing that you want to come forth in your life. All right. So for instance, we have a house, but we want, what type of car do we want?
Tesla.
Okay. For instance, we want a Tesla. So I said, I love that Tesla. I love how it drives. I love how it helps the environment. I just love the whole, everything about it. So I send out love towards something that I want or I desire. Why do I desire that? Why do we desire that we want a Tesla? Because it's the fact that it is, they do all kinds of things for the community. That's what I love. I love how they have other programs and fundraisers for the community. I love how it's for the environment. I love that. So that's me sending love to something I desire, and it comes back. What do you desire? Send love out there first. Send love out there first, and I'm telling you, it will come forth in your life. It will come forth in your life because I've done it. I've done it millions of times. I said I came here to Florida. 2011, we both came. Was it 2011, 2012, somewhere in there?
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love Florida. And when I left, I just kind of had tears coming out. I love this place. It's so beautiful. I would love to live here. Where am I at? In Florida.
But that was only because she had a dream. She had a vision of love, of loving to be somewhere.
Yeah.
And that dream and that vision of love, God put us here. Right. God brought us where we wanted to be.
Right.
So if you love where you're at, or if you love where you're going, or if you love somewhere you have been and you want to go back there, say it.
Yeah.
Man, I love that place. That place is so beautiful. And I guarantee you, God will realize the love in your heart that you have for that place, and he will find a way for you to get back there. Just like he found a way for us to come back here and live.
Right.
I mean, never in a million years did I ever imagine living in Florida.
Yeah.
It was not even one of the places that I wanted to even be in, you know. I mean, I wanted to come here and like, you know, visit and have fun and vacation and stuff like that. But it was never one of the places that I imagined myself living in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I imagine myself living in places like Vegas and places like that.
Yes.
But I never imagined myself, you know, living in the great old sunshine state of Florida.
Right.
But I love Florida. I love the beaches. I have grown a love to the beaches. I've grown a love to this state. The palm trees, the community, the people, all the love that the people have here in the great old state of Florida.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying to you. If you have a dream of going somewhere, bring it into reality. Talk about how much you love it, or how much you would love to go there, and use a picture of virtue and visualization to visualize yourself already being there.
Right.
And I guarantee you, God will bring you there.
Yeah.
God will put you there.
Right. Whatever your heart desires is yes and amen. Okay. Whatever your heart desires, you can manifest it into your reality. Whatever your heart desires. It's not mumble jumble. It's your thought create things. So therefore, you put your, what is it? Your whatever you desire plus how you feel. You're going to put love right there. You put love right there. Equals your reality. If you look around yourself right now and you see that, you know what, I don't have what I want. I got this car, this husband, I don't have nothing I want. So you know what? Be grateful for what you have. Put the desire in there for what you want. See yourself there and watch everything come into alignment for that to come in your life.
Absolutely.
Because it will, it happens. It not It's not hocus pocus. It's not no magical stuff. This is the law of attraction. It happens. Faith without works is dead.
Absolutely. So your faith that will is go so right. And it great comes point, babe.
And then my thing is that too, is that when you give to someone, like, you know, you're giving out love, you're going to get love back. And if you give out money, you get money back. It's a law, the law of reciprocity. It's the law of reciprocity. You give love and it comes, you give money, it comes back to you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing, I don't care if you got a dollar in your pocket, you give away, you're going to come, it's $100 going to come back, but you have to believe $100 going to come back. It happens all the time. It happens all the time with
That's
us.
Right, Lori.
That's right. That's right.
Attitude is gratitude. Absolutely. You are absolutely right, so Lori. True. You hit it on the nail. But like I say, you always want to spread love. You always want to give love. You always want to show love. Because when you look at this thing right here, love doesn't cost a thing.
No, it doesn't.
It's not something that you have to pay for. It's something that is free. It's a word that you can say in a genuine way and give it and share it and spread it. So I'm challenging you. However you want, your tell five people you love them. If you don't want to go out and tell five people you love them, go and give somebody something out of genuine love. Just say, hey, you know what? I just want to give you this. I mean, I don't know if you're in need of it or whatever, but I just want to bless you with the love that I just show you that I have love in my heart. And I want to spread the love to you. Because the thing is, when you spread love, love comes back.
Right.
It's like a boomerang.
Right.
You throw that boomerang out there, it comes back.
Sure.
So whatever you have to realize, whatever you put into the atmosphere in life, it's going to boomerang and come back to you. So if you put love in the atmosphere in life, it's going to boomerang and come back to you. So that love is going to spread all around you and all around your loved ones and all around the people that are close and connected to you. You can create your own connection of the love connection.
And here's another exercise. Another exercise is that look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Like Greg said, look at yourself. If you can't find anybody to love, look in the mirror. When the last time you told yourself that you love yourself?
Absolutely.
When the last time you hugged yourself? You know, if you love yourself, look at it. You know, I am beautiful. I am so happy and grateful that God created me in this image that I am today. Because you know what? I am here to help change somebody else's life. And you know what? Some people don't believe in God. So here you go. I got one for you. So just look in the mirror and say, you know what? I am so happy and grateful that I am who I am. And I am beautiful. I have my eyes open. I can speak. I have my health. Those things right there, you tell yourself that every day you will change.
That's powerful words. It's really powerful. And,
I did it.
And the thing is, you have to see a lot of people are afraid to tell someone they love them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't feel like what reaction you're going to get. I guarantee you, if you're giving somebody something genuine in a lovable, genuine way, you're going to get a genuine, lovable reaction back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to spread love, right. and it's not going to come back with love,
right.
Even though that person does not show it.
Yes.
Deep down inside, they feel it.
Right.
So even if you don't see it on the outside, you best believe they feel it on the inside.
Yes.
No matter how much they didn't like you saying what you said or maybe imagine that they didn't like it or whatever it is, whatever the case may be, but they feel it in their heart. They feel the love that you had, even though, you know, they don't understand, why is this complete stranger coming up to me and telling me my shoes is lovely? Why is this complete stranger coming up to me and telling me I love you and God loves you too? But they feel it.
Yeah.
Even though they don't understand it. So a lot of times what you have to realize in life, when you go through things in life and when you do things in life, you may not understand, you know, how a person feels about it. But I can tell you right now, there is a feeling of genuine love in their heart, whether they show it or not,
right.
You know, and that's where you have to stay. Just believe that every time you spread love, it's coming back,
right.
Because it will, you know, because I look at over the life and the life and the things that me and my wife went through, the struggles and all these things and the times and the ups and downs and all the struggles. But you know what? God's love was right there with us. In the midst of every struggle that we went through, in the midst of every trial and tribulation that we had to overcome, If it had not been for the love that we had for God and the love that we had for our people, we would have never made it. I'm here to tell you right now, love is our secret weapon.
Yes.
Because we love unconditionally. We love you. We love you for stopping by and enjoying this journey with us. We love you for listening to what we have to say. We love you for knowing that what we're saying is impacting your life and is making a difference in your life and is encouraging you to spread more love and joy in your heart and walk upon this earth and walk in love and not in hate and not in envy. Walk in love no matter what your situation is. You may not have a dime in your pocket, but still walk in love and be humble. Because if you can be humble with nothing, when God blesses you with everything, you're going to be more humble.
Exactly.
See, a lot of times, you wonder why you don't get blessed, but sometimes you have to wonder, do you spread love?
Right.
What do you do that God wants you to do? Because we all have a purpose in life according to God's plan, what he has for our life. But if we don't know that purpose and we're not living up to that purpose and we're not doing things according to that purpose, then we're missing out.
Right.
And the main thing is our secret weapon, which is love. Right. I guarantee you, if you learn how to spread love, love will love you.
Exactly. So you know what? My thing is that what we talk about today, we're going to wrap it up right now. So what we're talking about today is that love yourself. Okay. Do your reflection exercises. Look in the mirror and say, tell yourself how much you love everything, the best feature about yourself. Right. Go out there and love someone else by saying they love it. Love something that they have on, something that your closest loved one loved them. And then another thing, you know that whatever your heart desires, send out love first. And you know that desire will manifest, will come forth in your life.
Absolutely. And that's what it is. We love you and we spread love and love and cheer. But the thing is, you have to tell yourself you love yourself.
Yes.
Because if you don't love yourself, how do you expect someone else to love you? And you love yourself by your character that you have. The way you carry yourself represents the love that you have for yourself.
Right.
And just think about that, because that's very powerful if you look at it. You know, the way you carry yourself, the way you look each and every day, the smile that is on your face will create another smile on somebody else's face. But if you're walking around frowning every day, then the first thing they're going to say, you're going to put that negative energy into another person. And now they're going to be walking around frowning because you're doing it.
Yes.
Spread the love. Show the love. When you see somebody feeling sad, say, you know what? I don't know if anyone told you this today, but I love you.
Right.
I love you. You don't have to be sad. Whatever you're going through, I just want to let you know that I love you and God loves you too.
Right.
And just walk away.
Right.
And when you walk away, that's going to make that person think deep down in their heart, wow, man, I was feeling so bad, and this complete stranger out of nowhere just came and told me that he loves me and God loves me too.
Right.
Wow. Right. That's powerful for me. And now you don't know how that impacted someone's life.
Right.
But, you know, like my wife said, we're getting ready to wrap this thing up because we got a lot of other stuff to do.
Right.
But, you know, I just want to touch on, you know, our educational trading platform. Because a lot of people, you may have traded in the past and you may have missed the mark because you didn't have the right person teaching you. You didn't know what to do. You didn't get the right research or whatever. But here within our educational Elevate 8 trading platform, we have 12 elite online instructors that trade in the Forex market each and every day that teach you step by step how to become a profitable trader. They have taught us when we started out, we didn't know nothing about trading, but through their educational platform and their teaching, we have became profitable traders.
Right.
And if you're interested in finding out some information about that, then, you know, just click on our website at enjoythejourney.org, and we have that information there for you.
We also have information down below. If you look in the description where it says the subject and title, we have the link also right there for Elevate 8. And we also have a special gift for you. Look right down below. We have a free membership for travel. If you don't travel, just get get the gift because it's for you. You get a wholesale, you get all kinds of discounts, just a love gift from us to you.
Absolutely. And that's like I said, that's what we're all about, love. Yes. So we're spreading the love by giving you a free gift to where you can go experience the world and travel.
Because you know what? Money can't buy everything. But you know, the experiences that you have when you travel, that those memories, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
And you get to get that with that iGo Travel, what is it? Wholesale travel.
iGo Wholesale Travel.
Yes. And also, once again, we'd like to thank Miss Ruby Clark, my mom,
my mother-in-law.
Yes, for the topic today. And the topic was our secret weapon, love.
Absolutely. And if you all have anything that you would like for us to discuss or a topic that you would like for us to touch on, type it in the comments below on whichever platform you're seeing us being streamed live from, and we will make sure that we discuss it. And we would like for you to join in when we discuss that topic, because we want to know your opinion and we want to know your feedback. So we would like to feature you on our channel as our special guest doing your topic segment. Right. So just let us know,
yes.
You know, and thank you for stopping by and tuning in to Enjoy the Journey.
Enjoy the journey.
And we love you and God loves you. And remember, love is our secret weapon.
Yes, have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode of Enjoy the Journey podcast. All the information you need can be found on enjoythejourney.org. Don't forget to stay tuned for our next episode. And remember, you're way too blessed to be stressed. Let's take it one day at a time, baby.